baby, what's that sound?
The Morning Playhouse.
With Zero, Rat, and Maggie.
What up, yo? Throw your damn hands up.
I'm just looking forward to the whole thing.
Y94.
House in the morning, Y94, the number one hit music station. Zero, Rat, and Maggie, good morning. Before we get to this Playhouse mailbag situation, I do want to tell you that group therapy with Lisa, if you had some more thoughts or some comments for her, we do have it posted on the Morning Playhouse Facebook page. You can link up to that at Y94.com if you haven't already. So certainly, advice if you think of some, you can post there if somebody didn't cover the thought you had. Also, while you're at Y94.com, do make sure you check out the new Morning Show blog page, the Morning Playhouse blog. And something we are doing this month is, on the Y94 Morning Playhouse, it is Bullying Awareness Month. A young, old bullying, it has absolutely no place in our community. And what we're doing at Y94.com is sharing stories of members of the Playhouse family that have dealt with bullying, whether it be currently or in their childhood or workplace. And we have like three or four posted there right now, that a couple of them quite emotional. So if you have some tissues nearby you, maybe bullying is an issue that is close to your heart as it is ours, you sit and read those at Y94.com. And if you have one that you would like to share, we will go ahead and we will change your name, keep you completely anonymous so that nobody knows it's you. And we will post this. And the idea is the sharing of these stories, we're hoping will touch the people that are currently dealing with this and kind of let them know you aren't alone, but also it quite truly does get better. So you want to read those stories, Bullying Awareness Month on the Playhouse, online at Y94.com. Do you want to shift into this Playhouse mailbag situation? Maggie, you got that one ready to go.
I do.
It's all you.
This one is from Jill. She says, every year my sister and I go to our dad and stepmom's house for Thanksgiving, and every year we have a horrible, horrible time. Our stepmom ignores us, our step-siblings aren't very nice to us, and our dad just allows it and doesn't say anything. We've gotten the invitation already, but my sister and I would like to start our own tradition this year and just have us and a few friends over to one of our houses. Is it horrible for us to not want to do Thanksgiving with family, or do we have the right to say no to Thanksgiving with our dad?
Well, I think there's a lot of kind of added details there that maybe we don't need to tackle. Okay, mm-hmm. So there's some family drama. Okay, but the general concept of breaking away from your family tradition, especially with the holidays, whether it be Thanksgiving or Christmas, saying, you know what, this year, Mom, we're not going to do that thing that you think we need to do until the end of time. We're going to do this instead. That, I have to imagine, is that tangible idea that people are like, oh, been there. Or I've wanted to do that, too. I just don't know how to do it. What are some ways that you can kind of do that without completely ticking off the people that you're breaking away from that tradition for? Now, how did you handle in your family going, you know what, Grandma, you know what, Mom, Dad? I know that we've done Thanksgiving, Easter, Christmas, what have you, this exact way since I was a baby. And you thought that, hey, that's how it's going to be forever. And I know that we make that drive every single year, and you thought we were going to haul your grandkids to you forever. But now it's time for this new tradition. How did that go for you? You know, was it just that first year it was a little bit awkward? And then she was a little upset, and then it was fine after that? How did that go? Rhett, have you dealt with that at all yet?
I have to a degree,
mm-hmm.
because there's times where it's just like, because of work and everything else, it's not going to happen. I can't make that trek. And I always have had the idea in my head of one day I'm taking these holidays and making it my own.
Yep.
But then the tough part, too, is I hate to say it, but like, it's not always about you. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? It's your grandparents want to see you. So there's times where it's like, I can see it both ways, but I feel like that's going to be the time where you go, you know what? Grandma and grandpa aren't with us. I wish I was there for that last Thanksgiving.
Right. They're going to try to guilt you into doing what they want you to
mm-hmm.
do. So one of the first couple of texts that pops in here at 35270 is, you're an adult. You have the right to do what you want. Okay. I don't disagree. However, I want you to imagine that, saying that to your mom. Well, but we thought you were coming here for Thanksgiving. I am an adult. I can do what I want. Imagine how that conversation is going to go with mom or grandma or Auntie Ethel, whoever it might be. How do you actually sell that in a way that it's like, okay, we understand. You want to start your own traditions. Some thoughts for people like that, because I have a funny feeling this month and next month. A lot of people can be trying to figure that out. 2378, you could text 35270 as well.
Are you the one that called?
The Playhouse in the Morning with Zero, Rat, and Maggie.
Y94.
All right, 7:49 in the morning, 27 degrees here at the Playhouse Studios. Y94 is the number one hit music station. Zero, Rat, and Maggie just covering a whole host of things on the show today. Just so many different things. The issue at hand right now in the Playhouse mailbag is a woman who is trying to break away from the family tradition that has existed forever for Thanksgiving and kind of start her own thing. And she recognizes that's going to maybe be drama. That family doesn't necessarily immediately understand the idea of, I know we've done this forever, but that's your tradition that you kind of, you had me grow into. Now it's time for my tradition for Thanksgiving or Christmas. Have you handled that before? And even if you haven't, maybe you're like, well, I know how to explain it to my mom if I was going to try to do something different. Because mom, grandma, those, I feel like those are those two people that are primarily most likely like, what are you doing?
And I'm not angry. I'm just disappointed.
Mm-hmm. This could be grandpa's last Christmas.
I think you hit a certain age and you just kind of realize, or they have to realize that you have your own life too.
Right.
And you're not going to make it to every single birthday, holiday, you know, family event.
Does anyone else? Sometimes I watch like How I Met Your Mother and their Thanksgiving and Christmas thing where they're all together and away from family. Sometimes it's like, oh...
I would spend Thanksgiving with you two yahoos. I think I would like that quite a bit. I think that would be lovely, especially if you're going to do the cooking.
Oh, thanks.
If I'm just showing up and I'm like, hey, here's some coleslaw I got from Hornbacher's. I think that sounds pretty damn good. Hey, what were you thinking for them?
Yeah, as far as the Thanksgiving goes?
Yeah.
I think instead of exing out your family, invite them to your house. If they don't show up, then you made the effort. They can't hold it against you, and then it's on your terms.
So rather than just, we're not going to be spending that holiday with you, say, you know what, we'd really like to do it at our house. Here's the people we've invited so far, and you can certainly come too.
Right, and if the stepfamily don't like them, they probably won't show up anyways, but then there's not hard feelings that can be thrown at you later.
Awesome, thank you. And for text, what are we seeing there, guys?
I don't go to my family's house for Thanksgiving. We do our own because my mom doesn't like my husband. Somebody else says, my parents loved it. No cooking, no extra laundry, and they came to us. Also, it's easier for them to travel. They don't have the kids. Somebody else points out, family is family. Suffer through it like the rest of us. For your family might not always be there for you.
Now, Maggie.
Yes.
This general idea of breaking away from the family tradition, whether it be Thanksgiving or Christmas, have you done that yet?
I wouldn't necessarily call it breaking away because we always do it at a different time.
Right.
Like right now, Ray and I, for Thanksgiving, we're going to his parents for Thanksgiving Day. And then another day, we'll go to my mom's.
So
like
that
it's just
first
more
time,
of a compromise.
Let's say that first holiday where you were like, you know what? I'm not coming.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to Ray's family.
Mm-hmm.
Mom react okay to that? Was she
okay?
Oh,
yeah.
She was good?
Well, she realizes that, you know, you do hit a certain age and you have a boyfriend, fiance, whatever. That you do have your own things going on. So I think she didn't take it too personally. She knew that it's not that I didn't want to be there and I have better things going on. It was just that you have your own life now.
Is it just as simple as saying, yes, when I was 13 years old,
yes,
this is the only tradition that mattered and I had to
exactly.
have in my life. But I also have my partner, my wife, mm-hmm. my husband, whoever that is, that I have to account for their family. But now we have our own family, too. So we have all these different worlds that we have to do justice to.
And sometimes it's just your own family, like as in you and your significant other.
Yes.
That was one of the first experiences that we had, and we loved it because it was that chance where we didn't have to travel and we got to just be together by ourselves.
You two and the dog.
Yes.
They didn't eat the dog for Thanksgiving. The dog
was
living. I just want to point that out. Hi.
Well, you know, it is a hard thing. I have to share holidays now that we're married. But I find that if you start every other year, tell them right now, we'll do yours. And then the other year, we're going to do it at our house. And then slowly go, well, let's do 2 years at our house, then one at yours. You can kind of break away that way or do, okay, let's do Thanksgiving at my house, but then let's celebrate on Saturday with you guys.
Okay, so kind of what I heard is trick them. Trick them into thinking, you know, you're still doing what they want to do, but... you just got to kind of move it around a little bit because you got these other things going on until the point comes where they're not expecting it to go the way that it always has been before. I like that idea. I like the underhanded trickery. You are somebody that I can relate to. Some more of them texts.
If you want to do your own thing, do it. Families go through cycles. It may be traumatic for Granny, but it'll be easier each holiday. I can say that getting closer to starting a family has me thinking of going back to tradition. Somebody else points out, if you want to start your own tradition, do it. I come from a huge family that broke apart from divorce, death, and betrayal. It was hard to start, and people were hurt, but my brother and I were happy in the long run. I suggest making an appearance if possible, but keep it short and leave before the niceness wears off.
All good thoughts. Thank you. Now, what I would like to do, because we just got oodles of these tickets to give away, and I'm not going to make you jump through hoops. We'll just do a caller 9 situation. Spank, the 50 Shades parody. A lot of people want tickets to this. Should you be caller 9 at 237 hits, we'll give you a pair of tickets to Spank. Caller 9, 237 hits. You go to the show. Very easy. No hoops today. It's a simple day here on the Playhouse.
The Y94 Morning Playhouse with Zero, Rat, and Maggie.
The poop is about to hit the fan.
Y94.